الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم، خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تطروني كما أطرت النساء نصارى ابن مريم، لا تطروني كما أطرت النصارى ابن مريم، فإنما أنا عبده، فقولوا عبد الله ورسوله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. One of the noble habits of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was that when something would occur regarding which people had some wrong belief or some wrong notion, some wrong ideology, then on that occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will clarify it and he will explain the correct belief to the sahaba radiyallahu anhum. There are many examples of this in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Time does not permit us to go into it. For example, on the occasion of the eclipse, the solar or lunar eclipse, on one occasion when rain came down, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained the wrong belief of the pagans, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam clarified it and explained what is the correct belief of a Muslim. So in emulating this Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I feel it important for us to clarify certain things relating to the 25th of December, which is famously known as the day of Christmas. For many of us, it is a holiday. It is some time off from our normal routine, or for the businessman, increase in sales, or maybe the 13th check would be coming. So we associate this day with some type of relaxation, some type of benefit that we get. And obviously living in this country, then our lives revolve around this system. However, we need to understand that the day of Christmas has got direct links, or it is founded, the foundation of this day is in Christianity. And we as Muslims need to be very clear about this, we need to understand it. Obviously, as I said, that because we are living in this country, we will be off on this day, maybe we will be free, or whatever else it may be. But our belief and aqeedah needs to be extremely clear about this. That anything which is related to this day, whether it be some Christmas lights, whether it be Christmas trees, whether it be Christmas father, whether it be festive greetings, all these things are related to some disbelief aqidah. Some aqidah, some belief which is alien to Islam, which is completely against Islam. Hence we need to be very clear about these things, and we need to conscientize our children as well. That this is not our big day. It is not a day that we will celebrate on. It's not a day that we hold in significance. In fact, this day and any other day of the year means that there's no difference between that for us. Yes, as Muslims, we have our day of Jumu'ah, our day of Eid, etc. These aspects relating to Christianity, relating to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, belief regarding Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, is so important that in various ayat of the Quran Majeed, in great detail, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained what should a Muslim's belief be regarding Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has refuted various wrong beliefs and ideologies of the Christians and the Jews regarding Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Obviously we won't have time to go into the various ayat, but just a cursory glance of a few ayat of Quran for us to understand with clarity What should our aqidah be? What should our belief be? And what is our belief? The belief of a Muslim regarding Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So, one is we find that there are two surahs in the Quran that have been named after someone that is linked to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. One is Surah Ali Imran, the surah of the family of Imran. Now who was Imran? Imran alayhi salam was the nana, the maternal grandfather of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, approximately 22 ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses various aspects relating to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, starting from the vow which the nani, the maternal grandmother of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam made. She could not get a child, etc. So the vow that she made. Then the entire birth of Maryam alayhi salam, the upbringing and the growing up of Maryam alayhi salam, the mother of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to the time when the angels came to give glad tidings to Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam that a child is going to be born. And then Allah discusses in detail the birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Then the miracles that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had displayed on his, that were displayed at the hands of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. But when discussing these miracles, in various places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refutes the ideologies. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, bi idhnillah, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam tells the people that I do this miracle only with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to negate the entire ideology and misconception of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, na'uzu billah, being God or the son of God, etc. In various ways, then Allah goes on to explain, when finally Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, there was a plan to assassinate Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, how Allah protected him, Allah lifted Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to the sky, and then finally at the end, in such a beautiful manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, and Allah says that if all these supernatural things relating to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and specifically his birth, in a miraculous manner, if this demands that he must be God, or he must be the son of God, then what will you say about Adam alayhi salatu wasalam? Inna mathala Isa inda Allahi ka mathali Adam. Because Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born without the agency of a father. But he had a mother. When it comes to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, no father, no mother. So if you are amazed at how Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born without a father, then what would you say about Adam alayhi salatu wasalam that was born without a father and a mother? خَلَقَهُ مِن تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُن فَيَكُونَ. Allah explains the system of Allah's creation. How Allah creates. Allah created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam from clay, and then Allah said kun, that come into existence in the exactly same way. It was just the command kun of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In certain ayat, Allah used the word kalima. It was the word of Allah, the command of Allah that brought Isa alayhi salatu wasalam into existence. So in Surah Ali Imran, these are details that Allah gives relating to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and various aspects regarding the life of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Then we find a dedicated surah named after the mother of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Surah to Maryam, the surah of Maryam alayhi salam. An amazing point that ulama explain. They say that Maryam alayhi salam is the only woman whose name was taken in Quran. The only lady, only woman whose name Allah mentioned in Quran. Besides her, there's no mention of any lady in the Quran Majeed. One hikmah and one possible reason that ulama explain, that because certain people claimed that Maryam alayhi salam was the wife of Allah, na'udhu billah. So in order to refute this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took her name in Quran, because a person of honor, a person of self-esteem, a person of self-respect does not unnecessarily publicly take the name of his wife. A person of self-honor, self-respect, let us listen to it attentively. Self-honor, self-respect and esteem does not publicly take the name of his wife unnecessarily. Allah forbid, today people will display the pictures of their wife. And that too, half-naked pictures of their wife. Sometimes even in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person takes out his phone, his screensaver is a picture of his wife. What great disrespect to the house of Allah. And apart from that, it shows how how low this person has gone. No respect whatsoever. So a person of respect and self-esteem does not unnecessarily publicly take the name of his wife. So Allah is telling the world that when I take the name of this woman in Quran, it means this woman can never be my wife. She can never be my wife. If she was my wife, I would have not taken her name. So I took her name to give this message that she is not my wife. So Surah Maryam, Allah explains in so much of detail the entire incident of the birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, how he was conceived. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to his mother Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. He stands in front of her in the form of a human being. Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam was full of modesty and bashfulness. Inni a'udhu birrahmani minka in kunta taqiyya. She immediately seeks the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I seek the protection of Allah from you. A strange man all of a sudden coming here when I'm in seclusion. Then he explained to her that no, I am not any man, any human being. Innama ana rasulu rabbik li ahaba laki hulaman zakiya. I am the angel of Allah that has come to give you the glad tidings of a child that you will be given. Again, Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, the personification of modesty, of shame, of bashfulness, and now she is being informed that I will conceive a child. She says, "Anna yakunu li ghulam, walam yamsasni bashar, walam aku baghiya." Look at the haya and the shame of this woman. Allah mentions these as lessons for us in the Quran. Unfortunately, during this season, there's great compromise that happens on haya and shame. Let us take lesson from here. So she says, how am I going to get a child? What a great insult, what a great accusation against me, that without the agency of a father, I'm going to get a child. لَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرْ. No man has ever touched me. وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيَّا. I'm not a loose woman. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ قَالَ رَبُّكِ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنْ. This is the command of Allah. Allah, everything is easy for Allah. Then Allah explains how she conceived. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even explains that the preparation that was made, or the facilities that were made for her, for water, for dates, for her fresh khajur would fall from the tree, how she gave birth, how she came to her people, all these details Allah explains in Quran. Respected friends, the lesson is for us to have a very, very clear aqeedah and a very clear belief regarding Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then how he spoke as an innocent child, a few day old baby, perhaps it was 41 days old baby. And now he speaks, and the first words that he says, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. The first words, I am the servant of Allah. I am not God. The first words that Jesus, in their words, that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, was to clear this whole misconception and this wrong belief and ideology. Inni Abdullah. I am the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Atani al-kitab. Waja'alani nabiyya. Waja'alani mubarakan aynama kunt. Various things that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned. What Allah has commanded him to do. Osani bis-salah. Was-zakati ma dumtu hayya. Great lesson obviously in all these words of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. But we're just going very quickly through a few ayat of Quran. Thereafter Allah says, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam told the people that إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَعْبُدُوا. Allah is my Rabb and your Rabb. I am not Allah. Allah is my Rabb, Allah is your Rabb. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is in Surah Maryam. And like this, in so many different ayat of Quran, so many different surahs of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains this belief very, very clearly, so that we don't have any doubts whatsoever. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refutes the belief of Trinity. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَ. Those people who say that Allah is one of three, those that believe in Trinity, then they are disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one ayat says, مَلْ مَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمَ إِلَّا رَسُولُ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُولُ وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقَةُ كَانَا يَأْكُلَانِ الطَّعَامِ. That Masih, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, is not but a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like him, many anbiya have come before. There were many anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam that came. He is not the first Nabi to come. Many anbiya came before him. وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقَةُ. His mother was absolutely chaste, absolutely chaste, refuting the allegation of the Jews. And then Allah says, "Kana ya'kulani ta'am." They were normal, ordinary human beings. They also needed food. They needed to eat food. When they needed food, what Allah is telling us, that they had all the basic requirements and necessities of a human being. Whatever a human being needs, that is what they had. They had all these basic needs of a human being. So how can you raise them to the level of divinity? In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "La tutruni kama atratin nasara, kama atratin nasara ibn Maryam." That do not exaggerate in praising me. Do not exaggerate in praising me as the Nasara, the Christians had exaggerated with regards to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. This does not mean that we must not praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. It's a great ibadah to praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. However, to take the Nabi of Allah to the level of divinity, this obviously is something which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is speaking about, that don't go to this extent in respecting me and praising me, where you give me the level of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the Nasara and the Christians have done. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, فَإِنَّمَا أَنَا عَبْدُهُ, I am the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقُولُوا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ, so say that I am the servant of Allah and the messenger of Allah. So this is our belief regarding Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, that he was definitely a messenger of Allah. We believe in him. We believe in him that he was a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, and we also believe that miraculously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed him to be born without the agency of a father. Great details our Quran tells us regarding this. And then we also believe regarding Isa alayhi salatu wasalam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had lifted him up in, whilst he was living, Allah had lifted him up to the sky. That's another topic on its own. That regarding the ascension of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and that he was not crucified, Jesus did not die for the sins of humanity. These kind of things sometimes we hear and then we get confused. Or if it's not us, it is our young children that get confused because of these things when we don't know the correct aqidah of Muslims. So it is our belief that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst he was living to the sky, and prior to Qiyamah, he would come down, he would offer salah behind Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam, behind Mahdi radiallahu an, and he will be the one who will kill Dajjal. So this is our belief regarding Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Quran is very, very clear that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was not Allah, he was not the son of Allah, he was not one of three, etc. All these things have been very, very clearly refuted in the Quran-i-Majeed. Even to this extent, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah mentions his words in Quran, that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِي يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدُ, that I give glad tidings of a messenger that would come after me, and his name would be Ahmad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is a gist regarding our belief of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. The importance for us to discuss it, respected friends, before we terminate. One is, as we said, that tomorrow is that day that will be celebrated throughout the year, and then sometimes inadvertently, sometimes deliberately, we get involved in these things. We wish someone Merry Christmas, or we wish someone something like that, and then we begin to look at these things, admire these things. Let us understand that all these things are linked to Christianity and is far away from our deen. And another important reason why we need to explain this is, unfortunately, many of us, or many a times, maybe it's not us, it's our family members, we are sending our children to Christian schools or private schools that have Christian ethos. And every morning that child is praying to Jesus. Every morning that child is taking the name of Jesus. And we as parents have not explained to our children what is our belief regarding Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. The stories that come every now and again, shocking stories of where Muslim children making dua and saying, "Jesus, please give me this." There's so many incidents like this of this nature that have come forth. But who put that child in that situation? It's that parent who, in the name, supposed name of higher education. For higher education, can we sacrifice the iman of our children in this way? And not even explaining to him. There's one incident I read this morning. One of the ulama organizations had published it on their website, where a child in grade zero went for one day to a Christian school. One day to a Christian school. And the parent, Allah gave him realization, he took out the child. And then one day the father is driving and he reads a billboard. And the billboard said something about Jesus. So the father read it aloud. So the child went one day to the Christian school, said to the father, I know who's Jesus. Small child, I know who's Jesus. So father asked, who's Jesus? Jesus is God. That child one day in that environment, and this is the aqidah that the child came out with. And if we as parents don't make that effort to immunize our children, Allah forbid, we can see very, very dark days, as many parents have regretted later on. Let us wake up to the realities. Let us be very, very clear, especially relating to our aqidah and our belief. And our belief should be sound. Inshallah, if our belief is sound, although there may be some type of discrepancy in our amal, but if our aqidah is sound, inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, we will be forgiven. Oh, finally we will be entered into Jannat. But if there's problem with aqidah, respected friends, then the disaster can be very, very dangerous. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our aqidah, allow us to understand the correct perspective of Islam on various issues, save our iman, the iman of our progenies to come right till Qiyamah. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.